What are the colors that we cannot see? What are the invisible waves flowing through traveling light? How does our spacey bodies absorb light beams? How do we eat the radio? How do we eat the radio?
Solar boat builder David Borton is back with another segment of Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics. This week, he and WOOC correspondent Megan Marin chat about the subatomic ingredients of our bodies, rainbows, radio, and the very real connection between a candle flame here on Earth and the way the photons from that flame travel back to the stars.
Hello. We are here with David Borton with Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics. Welcome back to the studio, David.
Good to be back. You haven't mentioned that you're Megan.
And I'm Megan. Thanks for that reminder. So how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm wondering what type of energy and physics concept we're going to discuss today.
Well, you know the answer to that. What's always the correct answer? Solar energy. Solar energy is related to everything. So that's a good place. We could talk about how our listeners get to hear what we're saying over the radio.
Well, how do they get to hear what we're doing over the radio?
Well, let's start with what makes up half of your mass. What are you made of, Megan?
Well, I'm made of bones and skin, and is that the right answer?
Well, I'm pretty sure you know about electrons, protons, and neutrons.
Yes, I do. And I have a feeling you're going to say that my physical being is composed of protons, electrons, and neutrons.
Correct. And which of those is very, very light compared to the others?
Electrons.
Good. Okay. So half of your mass is protons. Okay. So do you know what holds protons together?
What holds protons together? Well, you know, they're always, you know, symbolized in science books as cute little positively charged particles.
Okay. And those are held together by nuclear forces.
Okay.
So that makes up the nucleus. But what do you know about electrical charges?
They're exciting.
Okay. Well, you heard that opposites attract, right?
Yes. Folk wisdom.
Well, tell me about that in terms of electricity.
Positive charge and a negative charge attract to one another.
Okay, that's sort of like gravity. What holds the Earth around the sun?
Gravity.
Right, and it holds the moon around the Earth.
Gravity.
Yeah, so the electrical charges are very much like that. And so the positive nucleus holds the electrons around them.
Cool.
Yeah. So can you see the space between the sun and the Earth?
No, not really.
No.
But what about the space between the protons and the electrons in my skin, or the microphone in front of me, or the table that my elbow's resting on?
Can you see them? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Not really, right?
Right. You can't see the space between the Earth and the sun, but you can see the space between the protons and the electrons in your body.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is that significant?
Well, after a while, you're going to ask me about photons coming from the sun. And the photons are this solar energy that's coming from the sun, and it's an electromagnetic radiation, and it goes through space at the speed of light. So these little particles act like particles, and they act like waves, and they come all the way from the sun, like really speeding bullets, right? Little pellets of energy, essentially pure energy.
Cool. It makes me feel more plant than human to consider that.
Well, that's good. You've sat in front of a candle, right? Okay, so let's talk about one candle. If you have one candle, how does the light go from the one candle?
What do you mean, how does the light go? How does it flicker out? How does it ignite?
Well, okay, if we talk about igniting it, we're talking about a little bit of chemistry. But once it's burning, light comes off. And where does the light go?
The photons go just into the ether?
Well, okay, ether, we don't believe in ether anymore. but what I'm trying to get at...
Alchemical medieval science.
What I'm trying to get at is that the photons go out in a sphere. They radiate in all directions. And if you think about the sun, how far away is the sun?
Millions and millions and billions, possibly, of miles away. Millions, not billions.
Yeah, 93 million miles. Mm-hmm. And so over that distance, the photons are spreading out in a spherical pattern. And the same thing happens in the candle, right? Okay, so what happens? How do you see me?
Photon receptors in my eyeballs that allow me to process photons.
That's good. That's good. But where do the photons come from? So the light is up there and I'm down here. How do you see me if the light's up there and I'm down here?
Traveling photons.
Right. There you go. Okay. So the photons come off the light and bounce.
You're technically sitting in front of me as illuminated photons.
Yes. Okay. And if you tie this back to what we started with, how does the radio get from us to our listeners? It's very similar. With the light is coming from some source, bouncing off of whatever we're looking at and going to some receptor. And in radio, we call that the receiver, and the receiver equivalent is your eyeball. Mm-hmm. So in your eyeball, the photons of light are stimulating electricity in your brain.
But radio is not just traveling photons, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow. I mean, then how come we don't see radio? Why do we not? We see traveling photons, an illuminated David Borton in the studio, but we don't see radio waves as we travel. We don't see a wave in the air of WOOC 105.3 waves.
When you look at a rainbow, what do you see?
A beautiful spectrum. I mean, one of my favorite things on planet Earth is, you know, when you see a rainbow, when you see a supernumerary rainbow, you know, two rainbows in one.
Yes. Okay. Let's stay with that. What is the spectrum? What do you see in the spectrum?
Okay. It's, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, indigo.
Okay.
Or indigo, violet. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there something beyond violet?
Yes. On a physical and metaphysical level, there's something beyond violet.
Okay, you've heard of ultraviolet. It can give you sunburn even on a cloudy day, right?
Right.
Okay, now have you heard of infrared?
Yes.
What's infrared? Okay, so there's red, uh-huh. And then there's infrared.
Oh, okay.
And, uh-huh. And how do you feel infrared if you're in front of a heater?
Start to feel a little burnt.
A little warm.
A little toasty. Yeah.
So.
And do saunas operate on infrared? Some of them, probably, right?
Some of them, probably. But you're trying to get me off subject. So, infrared you can't see, okay? And
okay.
Ultraviolet you can't see. So there are parts of the electromagnetic radiation spectrum that you can't see. However, you can feel them. But you can't see the ultraviolet and you can't see the infrared. But mm-hmm. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, radio is just like that. Do you see radio?
No.
Do you hear radio?
Yes.
How do you hear radio?
It's traveling waves, right?
Right, right. Radio photons come from the transmitter to some receiver, and the receiver takes those and, using electricity, changes them back into sound so that the electromagnetic energy then becomes sound energy so that you can hear what we're talking about.
Does that make you excited that you have the WOC transmitter at your house and all of these other spectrum waves are coming in right to the David Borton home?
Well, yeah, okay. There are all different colors around us, and I'm using colors in a very general word. There are other radio stations besides WOC that we don't listen to, right?
Yes.
Okay, so those, we give them numbers rather than names. We don't call them red, yellow, green, etc. We say, you know, 106 or... you know, 108 or whatever the number is. All right. Well, you heard of microwaves?
Sure.
Sure. Have you heard of X-rays?
Sure.
Okay. So these are all electromagnetic waves of a different color that we cannot see. Let's go back to the candle. Where does the candle light go?
I love how you were describing it. And well, I mean, you were just describing it in scientific terms, but the whole idea of a circular, spherical outward radiation, right? You're wondering where it goes beyond that, right?
Right.
That's the test that I'm failing, right? Right?
Well, okay. So if you're in a room, right, it goes out until it hits something and is absorbed, right? Now, if you're outdoors on a clear night and you have this candle, Where does the light go?
Well, it would be the same thing, right? It just radiates out until it hits something.
Right. And so if it's a clear night...
Photons radiate out until the photon wave and magnetism hits something.
Correct. Okay. So if it's a nice night and you're out there with a candle, the candlelight just keeps going and going and going. And remember how fast it's going? Speed of light.
The speed of light.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, the stars that you see, the light left them years ago, because they're light years away.
We're looking at light that has already burnt out when we look at certain stars.
The light left the stars years ago, okay? Some of these stars are many, many light years away. Some of them are just a couple of light years away. The close mm-hmm. ones are a couple of light years away. Mm-hmm. So that light has been traveling for years to get to your eyes.
Hmm.
So the light on your candle can go out for years toward the stars. And if it's a night and you got a candle outside, the light is going toward all of those stars at the speed of light.
I was recently a part of a prayer vigil outside at Freedom Square, and we all had those little candles that people use in like prayer memorial type services. So that little candle, the light is radiating out, and eventually those photons are connecting to the stars. Wow.
Wow. So that's the point about this electromagnetic radiation. These photons. These photons are little energy units that just go out in a straight line until they hit something.
Hmm. And why, for practical physics, equality under the law, why is it important for us to be thinking about the way that our bodies are made up of protons, electrons, and neutrons, and the way that photons work, and how electricity and magnetism combine for photon travel? Why is all of that important?
We are repeating that all of your energy is solar energy, right? Okay, so if you're powered by solar energy, what is it that you are? You are a combination of electric charges.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of space between these charges in your body, so that you have a nucleus somewhere, and there's an electron that's far, far away from that nucleus, and there's space in between. So most of your body is empty space.
Whoa.
Somehow in that empty space, the energy from the sun, from the food that you eat, gets digested, and that energy flows through your bloodstream and gets to your muscles, and adeno triphosphate in your muscles makes it so that you can do things. You can think, you can see, you can smell, you can taste, you can move your arms. All of that is powered by the chemical energy that came as solar energy from the sun.
What is adeno triphosphate again?
That's the carrier of energy that goes into your body so that you can smile and look and talk.
Where does it come from again?
Your body makes it.
Have you been a big stargazer in your life?
Well, that's pretty interesting. I do like to look at the stars, and my wife's grandfather had a telescope that was made by Alvin Clark, an early astronomer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's from... I think 1869.
So what's it made out of?
Well, it's a brass tube with glass lenses at the ends.
Mirrors or just glass?
Just glass lenses. The reflecting telescopes are a later design. So this is a historic piece, and you can look up and see the rings around Saturn. You can see the satellites of Jupiter, which are what gave Newton the data from which he developed gravity and the three Newton's laws.
You mean the moons of Jupiter?
Yes.
Like Europa and
yeah.
Io?
Yeah, those guys.
Oh, cool. And Newton got the idea for his laws of gravity from looking at Jupiter's moons?
If you look at Jupiter's moons, they're far enough away that they look like they're close together. Okay, and so as they go around Jupiter, they're first on one side, then they're on the other side. And if they are different distances from Jupiter, they take different times to go around the planet. And from those different times, he could devise these quantitative laws of gravity.
Wow.
That's rocket science. And it came from looking through a telescope at the moons of Jupiter.
Heroes of scientific history, you know, Newton, Eratosthenes. Oh, man. Well, thank you for being with us again, David. And do you know of any galactic viewing events coming up?
The meteorites that come down. So a meteor shower is always a fun thing to go look at. And the moon is a pretty cool thing, too. If you follow the moon, it makes the tides. And because I make solar boats, I'm very interested in what the tides are. So all of these things are tied together because
of the sun.
And nobody breaks the laws of physics.
Quality under the law with David Borton. Thank you for being here, David.
It's always fun. Thank you, Megan.
That was local scientist, educator, and solar boat builder David Borton with Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics.